Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Omid Aleph. We're in the 6th volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we'll have the pleasure today of doing two short simonim, Tof Resh Nun Gimel and Tof Resh Nun Dalet. So we'll begin with Tof Resh Nun Gimel. The din of the Hadas is also Lariach, but you're not allowed to go smell a Hadas on Sukkis. So Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Hadas Shel Mitzvah, the Hadas that you're using for the Mitzvah, of course, you can smell a Hadas, but the Hadas that you've designated separately to do the Mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, so also L'Hariach Bo, you're not allowed to go and smell that, because it was designated for the Mitzvah, and you're not allowed to go and smell it as a result. Mishneh Berurah explains Sif Katan Aleph, L'Vishi Karo, Enuel L'Hariach Bo, the essence of the Hadas, it doesn't serve any other purpose other than normally to be smelled. U'mizeh, Huktzot Kol Shiva, and since it's designated for the mitzvah of Hadas, you can't go and smell it all 7 days of the Yontif, Kimo Ba'atzi Sukkah, just like the wood of the Sukkah is designated for the Sukkah, can't be used for something else. And the issue footnote number one points out that we already explained previously, although it's actually in Simon Tof Reish Samachay, but we learned it previously, in regards to an Esrog, Shenifsa B'emtza Chagas Sukkah, so the Esrog became possible during middle Sukkah, nevertheless, it's still Huktzah for all 7 days for the mitzvah. He also brings down that many have the custom that they save the Hadas to use it as the besamim for Matzei Shabbos. He says you can only do that after Sukkot, but you can't do it during Sukkot because it's Huktzah L'mitzvah. The issue foot number two points out that the wood of the Sukkah, whether it's the walls of the Sukkah or the Schach of the Sukkah, is Asurim Kol Shmoni Smeichag, it's also all 8 days of the Yontif. Now, again, we pointed out, Shmini Atzeres, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's no mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah at all. Nevertheless, it's still also even in Eretz Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres, because Bein HaShmashos of the 7th day, Hoshana Rabbah, it was Huktzah, and therefore it's Huktzah for the entire day of Shmini Atzeres, even though there's absolutely no mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, Abel Esrog Ikara Omid Lachila, as opposed to the Esrog, which the essence of an Esrog is normally for eating purposes, not for smelling purposes, and therefore, Umizel Levad Huktza Velobi Lariach. And therefore, an Esrog is set aside from eating, but it's not set aside necessarily from smelling, and therefore, one would technically be allowed to smell the Esrog. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, El Shenechluku Bebracha Shel Hanosin Riach Tov Beperos. It's unclear what bracha you should make when you smell the Esrog, and therefore, the Yeshomim, the Kivin, the Law of Vida, Lerecha, Mipnei Shu Shel Mitzah, in Levarach Alav. Since it is really not supposed to be used for Reach anyway, because it's designated for the Mitzvah, so we don't make a bracha on the Esrog. Mishneh Berurah continues and says, I am the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Rashba, Shema Rashba, that the inyan tanai im mehani bahadus. Could you make it tanai in the hadus? Say, I'm using it for the mitzvah, but I also want to be able to reserve the right to smell it. So he says, ayin in simon tof reish samach dal sif tes, which Dershu footnote number 7 tells us that Shulchan Aruch there says, she'osu lehenos mi'arava shal Hoshana Rabbah li'achem etzvasa. You can't get hanor from the arava even after you use it on Hoshana Rabbah, unless you made it tanai l'chatchila. He says, v'azman shebo yesh lehesanos, when should you make this tanai? So the bir halach over there said, from the Bikurei Yaakov, Shaddai Shiyasne Kodim Asiyas HaMitzvah. It's enough even if you do it that day before you do the mitzvah. Shlo Yosar Yideh Asiyas HaMitzvah. It won't become usher that situation by doing the mitzvah. However, the Lashon, the Shulchan Aruch itself, seems to be Shetzorach Lesanos Kodim Bein HaShmashos. You have to make this tonight before the Bein HaShmashos period of time. And likewise, Dershu foot number 6 brings down from the Truvas HaRashba, Shim Lefnei Chag Sukkos Hisnei Shirotza L'Hariach B'Havdolah B'Matzei Shabbos Mihadas, if even during Sukkos you wanted to use the Hadas for Havdolah and you made this time beforehand, that in Mestam it would work. However, the Ramah writes in the Darkei Moshe, in his Perish on Tur, Shibizman Hazeh Ein Lesanos. Nowadays we don't make Tanoim because we're really not Bakim in these Tanoim and we might not do it properly and it could be a problem. Therefore, he suggests not doing it. So again, bottom line, the Mechaber says, Aval Esrog Shel Mitzvah Mutar L'Hariach Bo Min Hadin, you can technically smell the Esrog. However, El Shvi Shenechluku Im Mevarach Malavim Lab, because we just pointed out, there's a question, do you not make a bracha? Yesh L'Mnoa Me L'Hariach Bo. The preferred halacha L'maisa process is to not make a bracha. Mishneh Berurah Siv Karton Bey says, V'afilu B'Shabbos, that we don't go and smell the Hadassim even on Shabbos when technically there is no mitzvah. Because Hagam De'ein Not L'Mishabbos, even though we don't take the Hadassim on Shabbos, mikol mokom hari huktza l'chol shiva. It's designated for this mitzvah of lulav and etzog, the daliminim, all 7 days, and therefore, one shouldn't smell the Hadassim on Shabbos as well. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, aval esrog, technically mutar l'riach bo b'Shabbos. You could smell the esrog on Shabbos. D'ho akoponim ato lav mitzvah of it, because right now there is no mitzvah to take it. He brings down the other Morgan of Rum and other achronim. However, in the issue of number 8 brings down l'chatchila, the Shulchan Aruch wrote, yesh li mone me'l'riach bo b'Shabbos, the minhag is not to go and smell the esrog even on Shabbos. And this is also brought down in Simon Reish Tes Zayin, where we dealt with this type of a bracha. And this is also the maskan of the bir halacha there from the Chafetz Chaim. However, he says, "Ochein, hanotel esuk b'shabbos l'riach." But if you do take the esuk on Shabbos, so in Simin Tov Reish Nun Ches, we're going to learn shi'avarach b'shas shemiriach. You do make a bracha if, in fact, you do smell the esuk. Hanosin reach tov b'peros. That's the halacha l'maisa. And he says this is the halacha of the bir halacha over there. Albeit in the Shabbat Zion, the Chofetz Chaim writes that there's a machlokus. Sheish kama achronim shesovrim shekeshem she'im notlo amanas l'riach bo b'emes ha'shvua ein v'rachalav. Just like on a weekday, there's a machlokus, should you or should not make a bracha. So on Shabbos, the same machlokus occurs. And the Chofetz Chaim's maskon over there is, harotz l'varach b'shabbos ha'reach ha'esrog ein mochem b'yodah. We don't protest, but we don't necessarily recommend it. On the other hand, the opinion of the Chazon Ish was, shekivin she'esrog miyuad l'mitzvah, since the esrog was designated for the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, therefore l'chein, you don't make a bracha when you smell it. Because he says there bakroy or below basman lakach, because it's not specifically intended that you should do that, and it wasn't designated for that purpose. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel writes, the ace netilasu l'mitzvah, when you go and smell the esog, when you're taking it for the mitzvah, you should try not to smell it. But he says, avokodim, o achakach l'riach bo, if you wish to, technically before you take the esrog, or after you took the esrog, l'kol yama yochel varuch, then you can make the bracha, albeit in Dershu footnote number 9, we said, what bracha do you make? So we said that that's a machlokis. And he says, davke meriach be'esrog atzvo, if you smell the esrog itself, does this machlokis come into play? However, if your hands touch the esrog, and then you smell your hands, and you smell the esrog on your hands, or the wrapping that you have the esrog in, and you smell that, so then that's not an ikur mamoshus of the smell, and you don't make a bracha when you smell something like that. The Mishmur continues, and he says, v'yesh omen d'yesh lem noa kol shivas yamen. Then he brings down the other opinion that we just said, that you don't go smell the esrog all 7 days, and ayin le'el in simen reish yudvav, shom b'yarnu kol parati adin. That was explained there, and as well in some of the Dershu footnotes that we've already just said. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Abad lahoshana v'lo agboe l'meifak ba. What this is telling us is the introduction to a whole sugya of if something is designated but not yet used. Do we say hazmona milsihi or hazmona lav milsihi? It's a famous machlokus in the Gemara. Just by designating something, for argument's sake, you're building a house and you designate this room to be the bathroom. It hasn't been used as a bathroom yet. So would you be allowed to make a bracha in that room? Well, it's going to be a bathroom. So is it now have the status of a bathroom? You can't make a bracha in a bathroom. Well, we say no, it hasn't been used as a bathroom yet. So hazmona lav milsihi, just designation alone, doesn't do it. You have to actually use it. So here the person was Avid Lahoshana. He intended to make the Dalid Binim. He put the Hoshana together with the Lulav, but he didn't yet pick it up. Lo Agbah Lemeitakbah, but he wasn't yet Yotzei the Mitzvah. So all it is designated. It's just Hazman at this point. Shai Banah. If he changes his mind, he still would be allowed to use the Hoshana. It hasn't yet been designated for the Mitzvah. None of the Dalid Binim have been designated for the Mitzvah, and he'd be allowed to get Hanoah from them in any way that he wanted. Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Dalit, the Hazmano Lav Milsi. As I pointed out, there's a famous machlokis, and we paskin Hazmano Lav Milsihi. And Dishavu number 10 says, even if you were ma'agate, even if you bound it together, as calls man shalohi gbio lotzi, as long as you didn't pick it up yet to do it, the mitzvah, nechshav hazmona ba'alma, it's just considered designation, and it's still mutu ba'no, because we paskin hazmona lav milsihi. Now, this goes against the opinion of the Taz, who says, davko lulav uminov lo nesu be'hazmona, that when you have the lulav and the other minim, it's not yet considered designated. Kivin shei mechusar magudu, because they're not bound together yet. However, the esrog, the Taz holds, is necessary as soon as you designate it. You buy an esrog, so then it becomes an esrog, because it doesn't require anything else other than actually using it. And that's the opinion of the Taz. Furthermore, it may be a rocket's a lulav. If you lifted up the lulav and the hadasim and the arabos, then you didn't yet pick up the esrog for whatever the reason, so then the shaylus truus Abin Nezer says the esrog is also considered already as if it's been utilized, because you couldn't have picked up the three and make the bracha unless the fourth one was there. So therefore, it's already considered nechshav ke'osa ma'isa be'esrog, but you picked up the first three, even though you didn't pick up the esrog, but you made the bracha al tilas lulav. You're doing it one after the other, as we said in the previous simanim. It's technically allowed to be done, albeit not optimal. So therefore, the esrog, since it's there, has already been more than just designated. It's as if a ma'isa was done to it, and in that situation, we would call that no longer hazmana. That would be called a ma'isa. And once you have a ma'isa done, then you can't use the object for your own personal honor. It's designated for the mitzvah for all 7 days. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey writes, V'u'adin lulav shalashtakad. If you have a lulav from last year that you preserved, lo neser ad sheyito b'shanazu. So the fact that it was a lulav last year, but it lost its status of being a lulav for the mitzvah as soon as Sukkot last year was over, now you preserved it for this year, so it only becomes a lulav again for this year when you actually use it, when you pick it up to do the mitzvah. Because the Achar HaChag bought the Lektusha, because after last year's Yontif, it lost its status of being a lulav. Same thing we got in for a sukkah from last year in Simin Tov Reish Lamed Ches Siv Katan Tes in the Mishnah Berurah, which was discussed over there. Not everybody agreed to that. Who are dealing in lulav? Those that disagreed in regards to sukkah would disagree in regards to a lulav as well. The issue footnote 11 brings down Kol Zehu LeInyan Isra Noah. When it was used last year, and now the Yontif is over, so then it no longer has an Isra Noah. However, there still is an Isra of Bizoyon. You're not allowed to treat it in a disparaging way. For example, after tzitzis are worn out, or after the sukkah is used, so you're not allowed to go and use it for a disparaging Bizoyon type of activity. And the issue footnote number 13 adds, from the Sharot Zion, Shekivon Shasukah Omedes Mishona Lashona Lo Poko HaKedusha Lagamri. According to the opinion that says, it doesn't lose its Kedusha, since it's standing from year to year, it doesn't lose the status of being a Sukkah, El Al Derech Tanai Levad, unless you made a Tanai for it. And therefore, Beis Knesa Sachak Choseris Kedusha So Apelo Maisi. He says, therefore, by the Sukkah, it automatically becomes a Sukkah again as soon as the Yontif starts, unless again you made a Tanai. And he says the same thing would apply with the Lulav, where you preserved it from year to year. So as soon as the Yontif starts, it automatically returns to its Kedusha, according to that opinion. And the Mishnah Berurah Paskin over there, Shetov LaHachmir, is that we should machmir like this opinion. This concludes Simin Tov Reish Nun Gimel, and we now start Tov Reish Nun Dalet, which the Mitzvah Shem will finish as well, which deals with Yochol LaHachzir Lulav B'mayim Yontif. You want to keep your Lulav and the other Dalet Minim fresh, so they would put him off in water. So are you allowed to do this on Yontif or not? So the Mechaber tells us, Mekabelas Isha HaLulav Miyad Bina, a woman is allowed to take this Lulav from her son, who was Matsuva in the mitzvah, or Miyat Balo, from her husband, Umachzir also Lamaim, and she's allowed to return it to the water. Now, why does the Bedafik say the woman? Why doesn't it say the son or the man can? So the Bishbur explains, in Sif Katan Aleph, the Afogav, the Eno Chayeves Lulav. One might have thought that since the woman is not Muchayeves in the mitzvah of Lulav, although she's allowed to do it, but since she's not Muchayeves in the mitzvah, that maybe it's Muksa for her to do this. Nevertheless, she is allowed to go and be handling it, the Gamhi Rashalav Arachla, because if she wishes to, she of course can go and do the mitzvah. So it's certainly not Muksa for her. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'sosif olav mayim im tzorich," and she is allowed to, or anybody is allowed to go and add water to the jug that you put the lulav or the hadas or the aravos into. You can add more water to it. However, avalo tachlif amayim, but you can't go and exchange the water. You can't pour that water out and put in new water. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Beis, "V'lo gazrina mishum hashokas zroim." We don't say you can't do this because if we allow you to do this, then maybe you come to go and water your seeds. So we don't say that. There's no such gezera. The issue footnote number 2 brings down. The Kivan Shemutah Lahosif Mayim, since you're allowed to add more water, but you're not allowed to exchange the water. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Mutah Lahosif B'yontif Rak Pochos Mimechza. You can only add up to 50%. So let's say you have a quart in that jug. So you could add a half of a quart to that jug. Mishum She'ad Shirzeh up until half, Nechshav Kosof. It's considered adding. But if you put more than that, it's considered exchanging it. However, he points out, on Shabbos, it's also Lahosif Mayim. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to go add water, as we already learned previously in Simon Shin Lamed Vav in Hilchos Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Gimel, but you can't exchange the water. The Torahu is Sakuni Monet. This is too much of an activity, too much work to go and fix your item over here to keep it fresh. The Mutu Lamidon Lechatchil B'mayim, are you allowed to go put it in the first place in water? So Ayin Le'el in Simon Shin Lamed Vav in Hilchos Shabbos, Sif Yud Aleph, with Mishnah Berurah Sham, where it's, this discussion is made. And the issue foot number 5 goes into great detail about this, Ayin Sham, but briefly, he writes the Ramah Paskins, Mutal Hamid Anfei Ilonos B'mayim B'Shabbos. You could put the branches of leaves into water on Shabbos. However, Uvavad, Shlo Yubahem Parochim V'Shoshanim. They can't have flowers and buds on them that would open up because you're now watering them, so to say. And he says, V'tzi'in La'in Khan, over there, the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos said, look over here. And he brings down the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Dalet, Shekan Shemavua Shehete B'Shabbos U'lahachzir Salul V'mayim. You only have to return it to the water. She'omad Bohem Mikvar B'Erev Shabbos, that it was already in on Erev Shabbos. V'lo L'hosif Od Mayim Tzonim. And he can't add more cold water to it. Shirach B'Yantiv Hiter HaShulchan Oshav. And only on Yantiv are you allowed to add more water. And he says, well, Kol Shekin, certainly Shul L'hachlev Samayim L'gamri. You're certainly not allowed to go and exchange the water. Based upon this, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shemutu Lahamid Anfei Lonus Mayim, you can put the branches into water, means Lahachziram B'Shabbos L'Soch HaMayim, you can return them to the water they were previously in, Afilu M'Kar Nidlu Mayim, even if they were taken out. Avalo Lahamidim L'Chachil B'Mayim, but you can't put them in the first place into water on Shabbos. They have to be returned to water that they were previously in. However, he brings the Yesh Achronim that disagrees, As long as it was prepared before Shabbos, you're allowed to go put it into it on Shabbos. You just can't add more water because it's additional tircha. Again, there are many additional ideas over here brought down in the additional paragraphs. I ain't in this footnote, but we're running out of time, so we'll go weiter. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Vinei b'Shabbos also lotziu mimayim demuktzuhu." He says, "On Shabbos you wouldn't be allowed to take it out of the water." Kidlekamon in Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches. However, v'im shogag v'otziu. But if you did take it out on Shabbos, also lotziu l'mayim, you wouldn't be allowed to go put it back into the water. So just quickly to summarize, on Yontif you'd be allowed to go and return it into water, and you could even add a little bit of water to it. But on Shabbos, though, item is muktza, so you wouldn't be allowed to go take it out. And if you did take it out, you wouldn't be allowed to go put it back in. Is brought down in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Orchus Chaim. Back to the Mechaber, who says, a cholamoid, mitzvah lahachlifim. There is not only allowable, but it's a mitzvah to go and exchange the water in order that kadesh yishar lach the hodur. So this way, when you have old water, it's not going to be as good for the hadasim and the aravos, mistam and the lulav as well, and therefore you have a mitzvah to go and exchange the water to keep them nice and fresh looking and beautiful. Mishbur explains Sivkat and Dalit, or mina kosher. This is a beautiful minhag to do this. V'to livtein lulav v'arava b'mayim shelo yivshu, and he says you should go and put the lulav and the arava in water, and that it shouldn't dry up. He brings that from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Mordechai. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says hagav v'noagin likach koyom cholamoid. The Ramah says it's a beautiful custom to take fresh, brand new aravos that are moist and beautiful, and in this way you take a brand new arava every day and bind it to the lulav, and he says this is a hidu mitzvah to make your beautiful aravos for every single day. The aravos tend to wither very quickly, and therefore take new ones every day is a beautiful custom that the Ramah brings down. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Hay explains from the Bikur Yaakov, because of the Bikur Yaakov, or Yaakov Edlinger, Zatzal, says, Taino Shiyiksar Osa Mibachutz Malulav. He says, you take the new Aravos and you bind them to the outside of the Lulav, of the Keshkula. Maloki Osan Shetolchadin Osan Begin, and not to go and try to stick it into the Keshkula that is maybe too tight, because the Kvar Kora Tagar Aminog Zehaya Rabba, because the Ayah Rabba already castigated those that tried to do this, because the Ayidei Zeh Shumachnis Umotzi Tomei, by putting it in, taking it out, putting it in, taking it out, you're actually causing it to become withered and not hodder. Lefomim Noshun Rova Alin, because most of the leaves will come off as a result. And if that's not the case, that's not called binding it properly. Shein Zeh Kesher Mamash. If it can go in and out so easily, so then that's not called a kesher. And therefore, l'chein yatira kesher, ideally you should undo it, legamre, totally, v'yachsav yikshu, and then redo it. Now again, our kesherlach are different. They are not what they're referring to over here. When we put it into the lulav holder and the space with the dasim and the aravos, so you have to do it in a way that you put it in tightly, and then it stays there. You compress it in some way so you don't go and have the leaves fall off every time you bring it in and out, but that is considered tight and good. There's a davka b'cholamoid. The Mishnah Berurah adds, this is only on cholamoid that you're allowed to go and do this. Avol b'yantiv, also lasos kein, the also likshol. He says on yantiv, you're not allowed to do this because there's a separate iser of tying. You're not allowed to go tie a knot. The issue for number 9 brings down, Misha shachach below igit is a lulav me'er yantiv. If you forgot to do the igot on the lulav, so we already learned in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph, ketzad yasav yantiv, what should you do in that situation on yantiv? Ayin sham. Finally, the issue for number 6 brings down that only the lulav is considered muktza on yantiv. Shari b'shabes and l'toris kli, it serves no purpose. Avol legabe esrog, we already learned in Siman Tov Reish Nun Gimel, early in the shir today, that even though sha'af she'en toris kli, even though it doesn't have a status of kli, nevertheless, mutter hu betiltul, you are technically allowed to move the esrog, kivin shiroi l'riach, because technically you could go and smell it on Shabbos. Well, we brought down there's a minhag not to do so. And then he asks, what about is the lulav muktza belel yantiv at the night time when you're not allowed to go take it? So he says, v'chein la'achar gmar nitala, so likewise, after you took it on yantiv, is it muktza? Mir Hashem, we will discuss that when we reach Simen Tov Reish Nun Ches, and we'll wait till we get there to discuss that then. Finally, the issue for number 8 brings down from Shulchan Aruch, also in Hilchos Shabbos and Shin Lamed Vav, sha'asavim shetochavon ba'ofor mibod yom. If you put grasses into the ground, you detach them before Shabbos, and then you put them into the ground, and this way they'll stay nice and fresh, and now you want to go and smell them on Shabbos, you're allowed to go and pick them up by the leaves and take them out, because they're not really planted in the ground. And the Mishnah Berurah added over there, she'ein matzrich noso linot v'lishlof es v'asavim be'erev Shabbos v'lachzav linot k'dei l'hachiv es mokom moshavam yofar. You don't have to go and widen the hole, so you're not having a problem of pulling them out on the ground and making a hole. Because he says, afilu im yaziz es ofar harei eno metaltel b'yodo. Because even if you were to move the dirt when you pull it out, you're not doing it directly with your hands, it would be tiltul v'natzad, and that would be permissible. With this, we conclude this Simon Tov Resh Nun Dalet and today's shir.